Good day, dear friends. As I sit here in my library at work, I see a picture of my daughter Brady in her graduation, standing next to my mom, who was here for her graduation, and it reminded me of my sweet mom, who we are just celebrating 1 year anniversary of her passing. She passed away 3 days ago. It was 1 week before my 60th birthday. And talking with my sister by phone, we were able to just cherish some of the memories of our mother, and it led me to some scripture that I wanted to share with you on this day. Two are from Psalms 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Also in Psalm 34, verse 18, the Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, as found in Matthew 5, verse 4. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, crying, pain, for the former things have passed away. And this is found in Revelation 21, verse 4. I'm also reminded that Brady's emotional support dog, Sally, whom we've had for 9 years, recently passed away on December 31st. And Sally was a much loved animal. So these two passings for us have been very, very hard. Recently, one of the companies that we have used for Sally to have some fun little snacks sent us flowers because they found out that Sally had passed away. And while Brady is away living in another state right now, these flowers are at our home. And I keep wanting to tell Brady about the flowers, that they are in memory of our sweet Sally. But how do I do that? How do I bring back such a painful thing to my daughter that will bring sadness to her day? But I am given encouragement, knowing that my Father, who has authority over all things and can bring hope to her heart and can bring comfort to her heart, will be with her. So I move forward with telling our Brady about the flowers, because I know that my Father will heal her broken heart. He will bind up her wounds, and there will be no more tears someday. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for this day and your many blessings. Father, thank you for it is in your word. You promise to bless those who mourn. You promise to heal the brokenhearted. You promise to save the crushed in spirit. And all we need to do is cast our anxieties on you, because you care for us. Thank you, God, for these promises. Help us to remember them in times of sorrow. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.